place, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. Welcome, everybody, to Activate Abundance 2025. We're excited to have you today. I'm Meeta Wise, your host. I'm originally from New Zealand. I'm a hypnotherapist and empowerment coach. But today we have a special guest, and her name is Rebecca Whitman. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Meeta. It's so great to be here.
Welcome, and we're so happy to have you here. Thanks for coming on. Rebecca's topic today is from burned out to bliss out, using the seven pillars of abundance. I love that, burned out to bliss out. But let me tell you a little bit about Rebecca. Rebecca Whitman, the magnetic abundance mentor and international best-selling author, graduated with honors from Princeton University. She was awarded Life Coach of the Year and Empowered Woman of the Year by International Association of Top Professionals. USA Today rated her in the top five entrepreneurs to watch in 2024, and she hosts the top 1% globally ranked Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast, which won the Positive Change Award. Her philosophy divides life into seven pillars of abundance, which include spiritual, physical, emotional, romantic, mental, social, and financial. I love that. Very encompassing. She helps people achieve balance within these seven areas so they can experience more fun and freedom in life. Wow, thank you, Rebecca. That's amazing. And we would love to hear a little bit more about your background, your story, how you came to be here, your journey, how it went from one thing to another. Let's hear it.
Absolutely. Well, this is my first interview from my dream home in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Congratulations. It's so exciting and so beautiful.
So happy to be here. I feel like it's a screensaver, but it is my house, and I manifested it through what we're going to discuss today. So I'm super excited, but it wasn't always that way. I moved to LA 24 years ago to pursue acting, and I had small parts on really big shows like Friends, CSI, and 24, but I never caught that break. And I found myself working at children's acting schools because I love kids. And while the kids were off at school, I was studying with great thought leaders such as Michael Beckwith, Abraham Hicks, Louise Hay, Wayne Dyer, Marianne Williamson. And I started to apply the law of attraction to my financial life and my health. And I got great results. I didn't apply it very well to my love life. And I was in the habit of picking emotionally unavailable narcissistic men and trying to change them. And it was a very exhausting way to live. And I decided to marry one of these types and hope he would change. And I think we all know how that story ends. So 3 years after marriage, I filed for divorce. And as my marriage was slowly and painfully unraveling, my dad was slowly and painfully dying. And in one of my last conversations with my dad, he said, "Rebecca, you're living life so differently than most. And I think you should write a book." And a few months later, my marriage was dissolved. My dad had passed away. And I was sitting across the desk from my financial planner. And he said, "Even though you lost your dad in your marriage, you come in here with good energy and you're having your best financial year ever. In fact, you've become a millionaire. And I think you should teach women how to be so resilient." So I wrote a book. It's called How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time. And the title is about financial, but it encompasses all seven pillars of abundance. And my philosophy is that when you have all seven areas of your life in alignment, you can be, do, or have anything you want. So now I'm happily married to my soulmate, and I love empowering women to go from burned out to blissed out by aligning their life in these seven pillars.
How did you meet your soulmate? Curious?
Yeah, that was a really great question. After divorce, my husband told me, ex-husband, "You'll never date again. You'll always be alone. You've aged out of the dating scene in LA." And I was so determined to prove him wrong that I joined five dating apps and I hired a matchmaker. And I went on terrible date after terrible date after terrible date. And then I decided to focus on myself, on writing a book, throwing a book launch party. And it was the weekend before the book launch party. I was at a party thrown by the owner of my gym, a backyard barbecue. I met my soulmate, Ben, invited him to the book launch party the following weekend. He bought a book, asked me out, and the rest is history.
That's exciting and beautiful at the same time. You know, getting on to abundance and women and working with women, what would you say or what have you found as a common concern or a common challenge related to women and abundance?
Well, I think women feel like they have to exhaust themselves to achieve abundance, and they are using the male paradigm of success. The male paradigm is the hustle culture, to work yourself to the bone. And when you collapse at the end of the day in an exhausted heap, that means you are marching toward your abundance. But the way that I teach it is through the law of attraction and the law of magnetism. And it involves showing women that when they practice self-care and they fill themselves up, they are actually going to attract more abundance and opportunity with way less effort than when they exhaust themselves and push their energy. So it's about shifting from the male perspective of going out and chasing success versus magnetizing or attracting success.
Yeah, that's interesting and so true, which actually brings us to this, because I see on your website, you say, we all want to succeed in life, but not at the expense of our physical and emotional well-being. And you say, what is the purpose of wealth if we are too sick or unhappy to enjoy our lives? Self-care is not selfish. And then you also talk about radical self-care. So let's go a little bit into that, because I love the way that you've expressed that.
Yeah, so women are taught to put everybody else first, to put their, you know, their employer, their parents, their children, their spouse, their friends above themselves. And if they prioritize themselves and say, no, I can't do that, I'm going to the gym, or I'm getting a massage, or I'm taking a bath, or I'm meditating, that is somehow selfish. I like to change the word selfish to not have a negative connotation, but a positive connotation. Because when a woman is being selfish, she is filling herself up first. So our energy field is like a bottle of, let's say this bottle of flavored water, you know, if this is full, then I can pour it out. If a woman fills herself up with things that bring her joy, self-care, she can give, she can be a better coach, a better business partner, and she can attract clients through her generosity. But if she is showing up depleted and she empties herself out and gives to everyone else, she's not going to be attracting her soulmate or attracting clients, and she will be giving off an air of desperation. And that is not what we want. So we want to keep pouring into yourself, and not at the, you know, obviously you still want to show up for your friends and for your family, but you just don't want to show up depleted. And I like to say, don't do anything out of fear, obligation, or guilt, because when you do things out of fear, obligation, or guilt, you're really not showing up in your highest self.
Great. Yes, true. Thank you for sharing that. Let's go on to your, you know, your key, one of your key parts of your coaching and what you offer are the seven pillars of abundance. And I know you talk about the seven key areas. And when you have them all in alignment, you're balanced, beautiful, and abundant, which just sounds nice just saying that. So doesn't it? It's just like balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Yeah. So tell us about the seven pillars.
Sure. So they are in order of importance. So it starts with spirituality. It's so important to have a connection to the divine, because from that connection, you can live a balanced, beautiful, and abundant life. Without that connection, it's going to be a very hard, exhausting life. So I used to be an atheist. I hit a spiritual bottom when I was 19. I've been on a spiritual path now for a long time, over 3 decades, and it deepens through having a morning practice. So I'm a huge believer in having a morning practice, which includes prayer, meditation, reading from spiritual or self-help literature, affirmations and journaling. And I'll talk a little bit more about my journaling because it's part of my free gift, but journaling has really been the biggest game changer in my spiritual life. And it's something that I've done every day for over 30 years. So wow. The second pillar of abundance is physical. Physical is really important because if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. So I recently moved from LA to Cincinnati. The day before the move, I fell down a flight of steps. It was wet concrete. I hired the contractor because I'm selling my condo in LA. I fell down carrying a box. I was the whole drive from LA to Cincinnati. I was icing. I was in excruciating pain. And it's like, I was reminded that if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. And if you have your health, you have everything. Health is of paramount importance. And I teach people to build their day around their health, around their exercise and eating healthy food and drinking tons of water and taking supplements. The third pillar is emotional. And all emotions come from scarcity or abundance. So there's either a fear-based emotion of not enough. There's not enough love. There's not enough money. There's not enough time. I don't have enough energy. I'm tired. That's a scarcity conversation versus an abundant conversation. There's more than enough love. There's more than enough money. There's more than enough time. I have more than enough energy. So it's about switching. So how do you switch from scarcity to abundance? Gratitude is a very fast way to switch, and also through affirmations. The next pillar of abundance after emotional is romantic. Romantic is very important. Now, you want to do emotional first, because if you're coming from scarcity, you attract who you are, not who you want. You'll attract someone coming from scarcity. So it's important to dial up your vibration first, get happy, and then you'll attract someone just like you. So romantic is so important, because romance is just, it can be even by yourself. You can have a romantic relationship with life and appreciating, you know, the beauty of nature, appreciating the taste of food, being in your five senses, just having a romantic view of life. But having a soulmate is something that I do coach women in, how to manifest their soulmate in midlife. The next area of abundance after romance is mental or mindset. And mental just means room to grow. Listening, everybody listening to Mita's amazing summit, you are working on the mental pillar of abundance. You are growing your mind, learning something new. We're in the golden age of mindset work. There's wonderful podcasts like my podcast, The Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. There's YouTube videos. There's Audibles. There's so many different classes, whether you do them online or in person. It's just growing and learning. The next pillar is social. And I feel like now that we're a couple years out of the pandemic, social is really growing. People are loving traveling. People are loving live events. People are loving going to networking events and parties and all that good stuff. So that's my soulmate in the background.
So, that's okay, good. Yeah. Good.
And after social is the final pillar, and that is financial. And everybody thinks when you say abundance, it means financial. Abundance just means, financial is just money. Abundance is all areas of life. But people think, I'm going to make a ton of money, work myself near to death, make all this money, hire a personal trainer, I'll look really hot, I'll attract my soulmate, we'll travel, we'll go on spiritual retreats, and we'll live happily ever after. But in my opinion, Mita, the financial piece is the last piece to click into place. When you have a spiritual practice and you are healthy and you do have great friendships and a great love life and you're learning, you will attract more financial opportunities and more abundance.
Yes. And one of the things that in the physical realm you mentioned, can you give us some keys? I know that you talk a lot about being in shape. Can you give us some keys to being in shape? And that would be part of the physical pillar and emotional spirit. It's all tied in, right? But yes, give us some keys there.
So my three keys of physical health are H&M, not the discount store, although I love the discount store H&M. But the H stands for hydration. So drinking at least half your weight in ounces of water. I like to zhuzh up my water with supplements, but it doesn't matter as long as you drink half your weight in ounces of water. Hydration is such a wonderful health hack, beauty hack. The N is nutrition. I believe in a low inflammation diet. I am a fan of the Blue Zones, which is a lot of Mediterranean diet. I personally don't do meat. So I do a lot of fish, vegetables, no sugar, no wheat, very little dairy. And I do take a collagen supplement that I'm totally obsessed with that has completely changed my hair, my skin, my nails, my joints. So I'm a big believer in supplementation as well as eating very clean. And of course, there's a cheat day, which I call Fun Food Friday, where I can eat anything I want. And then the M is for movement, to find something that you can do. Doesn't have to be like a sweaty, you know, can't even walk to the car workout. It could be walking. It could be yoga. It could be pickleball. But something that you can move your body and do 5 days a week is really, really good. It's good for your heart. It's good for your mind. It's good for social. And the final M, I would call it M squared, can be meditation. And I know, Mita, you're really a meditation guru going to India and everything, but any kind of meditation where you can just sit and quiet your mind and have mindful breath, that is an amazing thing, even if you just do it for 5 minutes a day. So those are my keys to radiant health.
Great. And are they different from your four A's of transformation? Because
they are very different.
Yeah.
So my four A's of transformation is about overcoming limiting beliefs. So what is a common limiting belief that one of your students would have?
Well, I'm not good enough.
Right. I'm not good enough. Right. Okay. That's a very common one. So let's take, it works with any limiting belief. Let's just take, I'm not good enough. So if somebody is wanting to use the four A's of transformation, the first A is the awareness. I have a limiting belief, and my limiting belief is I'm not good enough. So that's the first A. The second A is to accept it, not to think, oh, well, I've gone to meet a summit. I should know better. I shouldn't be so negative. Why am I still thinking so negative after hearing all her brilliant interviews? I can't believe I'm this negative. I know better. Like, not to judge yourself about your limiting belief, but just to accept it, because it's just part of being a human. All humans have some kind of limiting belief. So acceptance is the second A. The third A is affirmation. When I think I'm not good enough, what can I think the opposite of I'm not good enough is, right? I'm more than enough. I have enough. I actually have an affirmation that I use for this limiting belief, because this is something that I've worked on. So mine is, I am enough. I have enough. I am willing to set myself free. So every time I think I'm not good enough, I say to myself, I am enough. I have enough. And I am willing to set myself free. That's my affirmation. And then the fourth A is action. What action would someone who does think they're good enough take? So you want to take a contrary action to the limiting belief. If somebody thinks I'm not good enough, they're not going to do that presentation. They're not going to make that call. They're not going to go on that date. They're not going to, you know, really show up in their best selves. They're going to be invisible. So I will show up and take action as someone who thinks they're more than enough. And that is the four A's of change transformation framework.
Right. You talk a bit about, you know, why should we keep our jobs and find a side hustle? And you also talk about how can we say goodbye to burnout. So how's this sort of like a work-life balance, and how do you sort of navigate all of those kinds of things?
Well, to go back to the male versus female paradigm, so a lot of male business coaches or even female that are teaching in the male energy, they'll say, the only way to get wealthy is to quit your job, fire your boss, max out your credit cards, do this, you know, high ticket coaching program, and basically put it all on the line. So you are sink or swim. You're either going to make it in your own business or you're going to fail. And they're hoping that you're going to make it. And I say that is terrifying, especially for women and their feminine energy. And to keep your job, because your job will pay for your insurance, it'll pay your bills, it'll put food on your table, and you can use whatever money or time you have that is extra from your job and invest that in your side hustle. You can invest that in a course or in software or in, you know, learning something. And that is the best way to do it. That is what's worked for me. And they say that the average millionaire has at least 5 to 7 streams of income. So I believe that you can have more than one stream of income. And to think of your income streams like we did in school. In school, we had 4 or 5 subjects, math, science, English, history, social studies. And we had those 5-ring binders with the different topics and the different homework assignments and the different tests. And we were able to keep our mind on whichever exam we were studying for, whichever homework we had. And that is how I teach women to think of their streams of abundance, to have multiple streams of abundance. That way, if one stream is having a bad month, then maybe another stream is having a good month. You don't get bored. You're always learning, meeting new people. And it just makes life exciting to have multiple streams of income.
Certainly does. Would you like to tell us anything else about the programs that you offer, the coaching that you offer in that kind of area?
Yes. So I love helping women and a few good men create a six-figure side hustle so they can have multiple streams of income or leave the job they hate. I love helping them take an idea and go from passion to profit and launch a business. And I do a lot with online, social media, branding, all that great stuff. So that is a real passion of mine. Another one is helping women manifest their soulmate in midlife. And that is just beyond rewarding, you know, watching women that think that they're going to be single for the rest of their life and they've given up, watching them get married, find life partners, find their happily ever after. That is so rewarding as well. I also do retreats, luxury wellness retreats at beautiful locations. I just got back from Playa del Carmen, Mexico, and we're doing the next one in Puerto Rico in October. And it is going to be from burned out to blissed out, the same topic as this interview. And we're going to do a deep dive into these 7 pillars, really unpack them, giving you tips, tools, and strategies to get all 7 areas of your life to a level 10. So you can end 2025 with a lot of momentum and go into the new year and beyond, knowing exactly how to align your life in these 7 key areas.
That's very exciting. So before we go into your free gift, I just want to remind everybody that all Rebecca's links, her bio, her free gift button, etc., are right below this video that you're watching. So please go and look at all Rebecca's programs and everything she has to offer. Send her some love and just really explore everything, because she truly has a lot of value and a lot to offer. And what is your free gift?
Yeah, so there's a great story behind it. When I was 19, I was at a 12-step meeting and I was very nervous and I didn't know anyone. I was at a new meeting and someone said, "Oh, come sit next to me." And they introduced themselves and her name was Janet. And she said, "Rebecca, I want to teach you how to write in a God journal." And I had no idea what she was talking about. But what she did was she gave me some life-changing journal prompts. And the next day, I started answering these journal prompts every morning as part of my morning practice. I never saw Janet again. I think she was an angel. But I've been doing these journal prompts every single day, and I've added a few new ones as the years have gone on. And this practice has retrained my mind to go from scarcity and negative to positive and abundance. It has just created so many miracles and manifestations that I couldn't even describe them here if we had all day. So I will tell your listeners, I'm going to give you this abundance journal as a gift. And if you answer these journal prompts and write this out every day for 10 days, I promise you, in 10 days, you will have a major, major shift in your life, in your perspective, and experience some kind of a miracle. That is how much I believe in this abundance journal.
Thank you for sharing that. And just everyone, please go and experience that. It's something to be experienced. Rebecca, final words of wisdom, or, you know, what is your message to the world? However that goes for you, what are your final words of wisdom?
My final words of wisdom is happiness is in the moment. The past is fictional. It's all the stories that we're telling ourselves in our head about the past. The future is fictional. We have no idea what's going to happen moment to moment, hour to hour. We can get so transfixed on the future, and that creates a lot of anxiety. Oh my God, what's going to happen? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? How am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to find my love? What's going to happen with my health? All that creates so much anxiety. So the past, ruminating on the past can create depression. Ruminating on the future can create anxiety. Where happiness lies is in the present. What are you doing now? Where are your feet? Where are your hands? What are you seeing, feeling, tasting, touching? Take a deep, mindful breath. Feel yourself in the moment. And if you're still not able to find the moment, just ask yourself, what is my next right action? And if you just keep doing the next right action and the next right action, you will evolve and you will live a beautiful, balanced, and abundant life.
I love that. I love the next right action. It's wonderful. Rebecca, thank you so much. This has been Rebecca Whitman. And again, make sure you explore and follow some of her links and her free gift. Thank you, Rebecca, again. And we're going to sign off for today. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Thanks, Mita. Thanks, everyone, for watching.
Thanks so much.